You're listening to SBS News.
A new survey has found newly arrived refugee and migrant communities have a poor understanding of Australia's electoral process. The survey, conducted by settlement support provider AIMS, included 21 key cohort migrant and refugee groups in Melbourne, Sydney and Adelaide. I'm Kira Hain and I spoke with AIMS Public Affairs Manager Laurie Knoll for more.
Just to start, would you mind telling me a bit about this survey?
So from time to time we consult a focus group that we have amongst the communities that we work with around issues that affect their lives and their communities. And so in the past we've done things like cost of living, gender equity, workplace issues. And so just with the sort of Victorian council elections are coming up, and we'd been asked questions by some of our clients and some of the communities we work with about, you know, how people vote. And so we just thought we'd do this simple survey to just try and find out how much people really know about the electoral process. And turns out that, you know, there are large sort of knowledge gaps amongst newly arrived communities. So what we did was we surveyed 32 community leaders in I think 21 key newly arrived communities. And we were asking them about people who were either enrolled to vote as citizens or were sort of almost about to become citizens. So it's not people who've just, arrived in the last few months. It's people who've been here a few years. And so 2/3 of the community leaders said that, members of their communities had really not very much knowledge of the electoral process. And that kind of filtered into a bit of a lack of engagement as well. So people, we got a sense that people, weren't that interested in it when they had other issues in their lives, such as finding a job or, cost of living, those sorts of things. And we also found that the responses were that there was little access to information that was easily accessible to them. And I know that there is quite a bit of information out in language, but most of it is written in sort of leaflets and, maybe for some people difficult to digest. So that's something that we're sort of going to have a look at. We also asked about how well people felt they were represented. And, the rating wasn't great either. It was probably less than 50%. But local government was the level of government that people thought most were most responsive to their needs. Access to information came up as an issue, but also people were confused about our proportional and preferential voting systems. So, and we got a few comments around, people were saying that had led to, conspiracy theories about, say, if someone got 35% of the vote, but then actually won the seat because of preferences, that sort of sounded a bit kind of weird to them. And some of these communities have come from places such as, Venezuela or Iraq, where the country professes to be a democracy, but really it's not. And they have great suspicion around the political process and also politicians. So I think that's the sort of, an issue that we need to sort of deal with into the future. But strangely enough, everyone knew that it was compulsory to vote once you're enrolled. So that was, a kind of a positive finding. And we had some sort of recommendations that came out of it. and they were kind of, I guess, firstly, more in-language information that was nuanced and tailored to specific communities, and especially sort of audio and visual information. I think we saw through COVID that written information often doesn't cut through to some communities. And another recommendation was engagement and education campaigns that are co-designed by the communities and nuanced to their needs and their ways of communicating. And that included perhaps a sort of program where you could empower community champions to spread the message in their own communities. And the other thing that was recommended was tailored advertising campaigns ahead of, you know, specific elections.
And just to confirm, these 21 key cohorts, is that nationally?
Well, we did it. We did this survey in Melbourne, Sydney, and Adelaide because that's where we provide services and we have access to communities. They're the communities that we work with.
And so, how significant do you think this is ahead of the federal election too? I saw, you know, federal politics is worse, a lot worse than local knowledge. What might that mean for this upcoming election?
Well, I think it might mean, you know, people are reticent to get enrolled to vote. You know, I think it speaks to whether we want to be a truly inclusive society. And if we do, we need to make sure that people are able to easily take part in the political process and have a say in, you know, the policies and the governance that affect their lives. And let's remember that, you know, newly arrived communities, you know, are some of the most vulnerable to things like cost of living crises, you know, weather events, natural disasters, and so many other things, and access to services as well.
And why do you think local government polled so well?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of new communities tend to congregate in areas where there are established communities. And I think the local government in those areas have been really proactive in trying to be inclusive, to provide services, to, you know, make them feel welcome because it's, you know, it's important for social cohesion that, you know, people in local communities feel like they belong there. And I think a lot of local governments recognise that. And they've been, you know, multicultural communities for decades and generations, so they understand it.
And what was some of the feedback that you got from community leaders?
Well, you know, they think that there's an opportunity here to really engage, get people engaged in the political process, that you know, people are keen, desperate to become citizens, to forge a sort of bond with the broader society, to forge a sense of belonging. It's really important to people. But that sort of final step in joining the electoral process is one of the most difficult for them.
Do you think that it's becoming more of a priority for the government to be more inclusive?
No, I think there is a recognition that we need to be more inclusive, and the government, you know, is saying the right things. It's the federal government is it's recently launched its you know, multicultural framework, which is really positive, and that talks a little bit about these sorts of things. But you know, they have enormous kind of pressures on their time and resources, and this is just one more of those pressures, I guess.
That was Settlement Support Provider AIMS Laurie Knoll speaking with SBS's Kira Hayne.